Hi, Coffee and Combo listeners. Welcome to the bonus episode. To participate live in a taping of the bonus episodes, follow Coffee Combo's Liz on Instagram and or Facebook so you can get all the notifications of when I go live and participate in the comments. Again, go to Coffee Combo's Liz on Instagram or Facebook to participate in the live discussions. Bye. Hi, folks. Happy World Kindness Day. How are you guys? We are talking today about World Kindness Day. Hello. And I'm going to be joined by Shay of Mindful Sense. I see you in the comments. Let's see. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Me too.
Hello. Awesome. So everyone, this is Shay of Mindful Sense, and I am so very excited because today is World Kindness Day, and I did not know World Kindness Day happens every November 13th.
I didn't know that either. That's new for me too.
Yes. So I saw this like on my calendar and I'm like, oh, okay, like this is nice. We're talking today about like self-love and you know, putting kindness out there and all of this. I'm like, this is cool. And I saw that today, you know, is World Kindness Day. And I'm going to read y'all this. So it says World Kindness Day 2021. World Kindness Day is a global day that promotes the importance of being kind to each other, to yourself, and to the world. The purpose of this day, celebrated on November 13th of each year, is to help everyone understand that compassion for others is what binds us all together. This understanding has the power to bridge the gap between nations.
That's nice.
And you know what? It's beautiful. And I thought it really, you know, a lot of what you're doing on your page and with your platform is really spreading that love and that light. And before we jump too far ahead and get too excited, you know, please tell the listeners about your page and your brand.
Okay. So I decided to start, it's called Mindless Sense. And I decided to start it because, first of all, I go to school for psychology. So I wanted to promote it in a way to where, you know, people that don't have the resources, they could, you know, get that spark from my quotes and things and just, you know, get the curiosity to go beyond there and utilize it in their lives. So I started it because, you know, everybody comes to me for advice. And then also, like I said, some people don't have the resources. So I was just like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and make it and come from a holistic you know, mindset approach.
I love that. And I love that you didn't keep this good thing to yourself. I think sometimes we have a tendency to like protect, you know, something that we love. And you said, I have something and I have some value here and I'm just going to spread this out. Like I'm going to like let it become so infectious that it spreads on and on and on. And I love that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, yeah, I love doing, you know, stuff like that. A lot of people have already came to me and said, you know, you really helped me and things of that nature. So it's doing good so far. So that's great.
Good. And like, so you said so far, but like, what do you see happening like in like a year from now, 5 years from now? Like, what? Yeah.
So I'm going to be dropping products soon. So everything is tied to... you know, the quotes and things of that nature, like having self-worth, knowing your self-worth, your value, you know, so the oils and the other things that I have coming up, you know, down the line, it'll tie into like that awareness of like self-care and, you know, the mindset thing sort of come together.
I love that. I love that because self-care, I think sometimes like we think self-care is just bubble baths and all of that, but it really, it's like a total body approach, like starting at your, with your mind. And so I love the daily affirmations because it just, again, it just reminds you, like it starts here. Like, right. Once you get up here that I'm going to choose to have a good day, or I'm going to look at the situation differently, right. You know, it really helps you have a better outlook for your day.
Right. And if you read those affirmations on a daily basis, it becomes innate. Like when you learn something, you know, you have to keep practicing. So if you keep saying it every day, you're going to start building that confidence and you believe in it. And then, you know, that's when, you know, the magic comes.
I love that, because I think we simplify kindness and we say, like, it's like you're either a kind person or you're not. But really, right. It's about building kind habits, right? Whether yes. it's like holding the door or yes. like your mindset. But it's really about building those habits. So I love that you touched on that.
Yes, yes. And if you think about it, if different people are, you know, coming from a different perspective with learning those different mindsets and using them together, it can help more in an inclusion, you know, atmosphere. Mm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, because like inclusion, again, like these words can be trendy, but like you really have to work at them. And like yeah. inclusion is all about like, okay, how do you feel about this? How do you right. feel, and how can I help you so that you feel more included, or how so right. you don't feel like on the outside? So again, I love that you yes. touched on that.
And then, you know, people could use that together, and, you know, it could make, if you think about it, it could make the world a better place to really think like that, you know, to build and give those resources of that type of mindset.
Absolutely, because I think, again, like, sometimes I feel like society has this mindset of, I'm going to protect what's mine. I'm not going to share, mm-hmm. or, you know, like, and it's really a shift in saying, as you're talking, I was thinking about this meme or this quote, mm-hmm. and it was about helping other people, even when you know they don't have anything to give back.
Yes.
And that is so important. Like, kindness sometimes is not, you know, reciprocal. Sometimes it's really right. transactional of like, I'm going to give to you because mm-hmm. I have availability and space, not expecting anything back.
Right. And that's how it has to be. It has to come. Everything evolves around love. So, so
talk about that.
Even if like people get angry, like I'm just saying from a perspective wise of before you have that mindset, when people get angry, people get sad, but ultimately, even though it started with love, you know, it went to another emotion. But eventually, if you think about it, when you change your mindset, it all evolves around love. That's the mm-hmm. end goal, is the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, like, I find, like, when you look in that love perspective, it takes a lot of, like, pressures off. Like, again, mm-hmm. like, when you said, like, being angry, it's like, okay, I'm angry, so I got to get back at you. And I right. have to get even. Like, I have to replace because you made me angry. But like love says, like, okay, I'm going to put this lens on and I'm going to look at you and why you would have reacted that way. And it right. really shifts your lens. So I love that.
Mm-hmm. And it helps build your self-worth and things of that nature too.
Absolutely. Like, what drew you to like the field of like social work, human services? Like, was this always something that you wanted to do?
Actually, yes. And, you know, just like most therapists and most psychologists and people that are in their field, they usually have been in a place of their client. Mm-hmm. So when you go through certain things in your life, you know, if you have that sense of compassion and empathy, then you will want to give that to other people. So me, Absolutely. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to really help and not, you know, sometimes it's bad to feel alone. Or when you're surrounded by certain atmospheres that might be from a negative stance, sometimes you become that. So if you promote it, you know, if I promote it and give what I have learned to people, then it could help them.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I love like where that passion has come from. Yeah. And it kind of makes me think like, so what about the people that are listening and they're like, okay, kindness is overrated. And, you know, hi, Jazz and Tay, how are you? And like, you know, why is this important? Why is it important to change your mindset? Why is it important to be kind?
It's important not only for everyone, you know, in an inclusion manner, but also for yourself, because when you do things from a kind place, it gives you that inner peace. So it's, sometimes it's not about providing inner peace to others. Sometimes you have to do that to find inner peace with yourself. So like, as far as like, not really what's the word I'm looking for? Learning that, you know, what you can't control, don't focus on that. Focus on what you can control within you. So that brings that inner peace back. And that all ties together with, you know, the self-love and everything in that nature.
Mm-hmm. I love, 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 love that. Because
thank you.
That it kindness is in your control. Your mindset mm-hmm. is in your control. You know, how you treat others. And mm-hmm. and that is so valuable because, again, like, you can get caught up on that wheel of the situation is out of my control or what that person did to me. And it can be a struggle. But yep. when you step out of yourself and you do what's right, you can have mm-hmm. such a peace. So I love that.
Yeah, totally. And that's the goal. Everybody wants to be happy.
Absolutely. Like, mm-hmm. what is that for you? Like, what is like that for you? So, like, everyone wants to be happy, but, like, why is that important? And, like, what makes you happy?
It's important to me because I feel like when you, excuse me, when you fill yourself with, like, negativity and you're not happy, like, you don't push to certain levels that you need to. So, for me, happiness is more, like, evolving and gaining more wisdom and evolving, you know, for myself. So that's why that is what makes me happy, you know, as far as those type of tools.
I love that. And I think that's a good, like, benchmark or measure of, yeah. like, you know, because I know when I'm not taking care of myself because I might be a little more fatty and might be a little bit more irritable, right? Like, I'm not operating on, like, my best frequency. And I think that, you know, having that transparency of, like, if you're not being that kind, maybe there's something within yourself that you need to do. I yes. love that.
And it always starts with yourself.
So kind of transitioning a little bit, it makes me think of my next question of, like, why is it important to make yourself a priority? And a lot of your page about, like, self-love and self-care, like, you know, sometimes people be like, well, I don't have time for self-care. I don't have time for this. I don't have time. And we continue to put ourselves on the back burner. But, like, why is it important for us to be a priority?
It all goes back to that inner peace. Honestly, like, it's important to do that for your inner peace so you can ultimately be happy. So, you know, as far as, like, the statement where it's too busy, you know, that's where I would, like, educate more to say, okay, maybe listening to this song every day while you go to work is self-care. Or, you know, when you take a shower and you go to, I don't know, Ulta and go get, you know, some nice body scrub and say, hey, this is what makes me happy. So I would build that, get that extra avenue mindset to say, hey, it's always time for that.
I love mm-hmm. that because mm-hmm. sometimes it's about not adding something, but reshifting.
Right.
And I love that. Like, you know, on your way to work, what is that thing that helps you to relax or get into that mood? You know, right. yes, it is sometimes that extra thing of going out there. I love me some body scrubs, getting those body scrubs. Right. But, like, you know, reshifting, like, is it just you stopping for 5 minutes, 2 minutes to just be in the moment. And I love that. And I'm going to try and keep that and, like, just reshifting and reconfiguring to add. I love
and
that.
And that's what it's all about. Like we already have, think about it like this. We already have a plate of everything, you know, with, you know, your experiences mm-hmm. and then, like, daily life. So it's like, you know, sometimes you just want to clear it out. So that self-care is like, okay, this is giving me time to recharge my battery. Because, you know, every day we don't wake up on a 100% battery. We got to work off of what we can. So we shift it around to make it better for us to cope, to have, you know, that peace and you know, energy.
I love that, like, looking at self-care. Because, again, I sometimes we say, like, self-care is selfish. But it's really about recharging and getting rid of all that extra stuff. So I love that reframe there.
Thank you.
What can people do, like, if they're, like, struggling? Like, where would you say, like, it's a good way to kind of, like, so it's World Kindness Day 2021. Like, it's about finding purpose. It's about bridging that gap. Like, how can people, we'll start with first, how can they be kind to themselves?
Things that they could do is, like, simple. Like, sometimes you might need to write in a journal. Sometimes, you know, you can't get all your words out. So if you put it on paper, you know, there you can do that. or even just taking the time to just be in silence to get, you know, sometimes you have to take a break and get your thoughts together. You have to decompress, you know? So if you decompress, then again, that battery. So what they can do, you know, you can go get, for women, go get a pedicure. Just do something for you. You have to do something for you. Because if you give, you know, if you give, you don't have nothing for you.
Oh, I love that. Because I'm honestly victim of that. Sometimes I give. And then at the end of the day, I'm just like, I don't have anything else. Yes. And that's not fair to you. And it's not fair to those that are really depending on you. And so I love that about making yourself a priority and giving back to yourself. It is highly important.
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. You are.
It also makes me think about especially as women, we're used to being the caretakers and everything that, and putting everything on our shoulders, and we, you know, idolize and we make it kind of attractive to carry everything and not ask for help and not stop. And really, that it's a shift, and it's not healthy for anybody.
Nope. You're absolutely right. That is a great point. That's a really great point. That is very true. That was really good.
How can we shift that? How can we shift that mindset in ourselves that we have to carry everything? Because that's really not a kind way to treat ourselves.
Well, that goes also again with making things more innate. So it's if you think right now that, oh, you know, I'm supposed to do X, Y, and Z, you have to unlearn that and start thinking it every day. And go from there. That's why I say it takes a lot of practice. It takes patience. It takes time. All of it.
I love that because it really is an internal shift. Yes. And it's really about telling yourself that it is okay to not carry everything. It is okay to be kind to yourself. Because again, I think, you know, and earlier we were talking about comparisons, and we can compare ourselves to others and so-and-so can carry all that. But you might not know all the things that the supports this person has or how carrying everything is affecting them.
Right. And we can't compare anything to anyone else. Because I try to think about it like this. I use metaphors for everything, but it could be a flower and a rose and a sunflower. Just because, you know, just because you're different doesn't mean y'all are the same, but you're still both as beautiful.
Well, I want that on a t-shirt. You know, make that one of your affirmations. I need to print that out. I love that. I love it because we're all flowers. And some of us need a little bit more water than others, and we're all beautiful. I love that.
Oh yeah, that's how you have to. That's how you always have to think about things from a positive, you know, upbeat aspect.
And it's so important because if you can have that positive attitude, that's less that you're holding on. And from the psychology lens, we know when you hold on to anger and all these negative emotions, it will kill you from the inside out. And really having that release is so important.
Right. And it's heavy. You know, the goal is to get lighter. So that's why you learn different things so that you can get lighter instead of being, you know, because if you keep adding, you're just going to, it's going to keep dragging down, you know? So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really about living in your most authentic free self. Right. Because you know, we say this all the time, but life is short, but it really is too short to hold on to all these things that are not feeding your soul.
Right. Right. And you have to be you, because if you're busy being other people, then what's going to make you, you're really, you know, impostering in a sense, not knowingly, but you know, subconsciously impostering, and that takes more work to do that instead of just taking a step back and just saying, hey, this is me. Okay, what can I do to tweak to make me a better person or a better version and things of that nature? It's just
absolutely easier. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when you are operating in your most authentic self, you can treat others right. Because, right. You know what I mean? And I think we look at it as like being selfish and like, oh, if I'm looking out for me or if I'm taking care of me, I'm not taking care of others. But when you right. are taking care of you, it's much easier to say, okay, I could see why that person was feeling that way. And it's easier for you to have that empathy lens and to do more.
Right. And as you know, as I stated earlier, it's all about understanding that you can't have control over other things. You have control over yourself. So if you're busy trying to control yourself and other things, then that's wear and tear. But if you just focus on yourself and perfect your imperfections, then you know you'll be there.
Perfect your imperfections. That is a word right there.
Yeah.
At perfect your imperfections. Yeah. I don't know who needs to hear that, but perfect right? right? Because we're all every know, day right? just growing to, right? We're growing to be the best version of ourselves, and that helps us show up for other people.
Right. And it gets you to see how you work with others, too. You know, because if they have their self, you know, it goes wrong.
Absolutely. I'll save that question, but my next question is, how can we be kind to others, right? So we're seeing, so in as the world has opened back up, life has sped mm-hmm. up, and we're back dealing with people. We're finding that people sometimes are having a hard time dealing with others, right? People are arguing more. People's ability to tolerate others is shorter. How can we deal more easily with people without being so frustrated and having our fuse so short? Hi, Margaret.
Learning to, try to have the curiosity to learn how other people operate, you know? Because if you learn and you understand them, then your patience will be less because you understand it. So if you understand it, then you process, you know, how it could be from more of a peaceful aspect. It'll be more innate.
I don't want to accept that, but you're right. You know, it's kind of like I'm thinking sorry. About like some of the difficult people in my space, and if I need to step back and see from their point of view and understand them more, and that will help me have more patience because my patience is short with these few people.
Yeah, I know. Why do they do that?
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to be like, no, like I want what I want, and like that's it,
right?
But if I'm trying to really have a peace mindset and really having more peace will be like, if I look through their lens and understand where they're coming right. from, it will cut out a whole lot of stuff.
And it could be on the flip side. Like if you're looking at them like that and they have, you know, that mindset to look at you like that, then you both get it from, you know, in a reciprocated stance. So
absolutely.
It works out. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try.
I know, right? It's hard. Everybody gotta be. I mean, that's what it's all about. So it's like everybody. Yeah, of course, everybody's supposed to be on the same wavelength. But if you can't control that they're not on that wavelength, then you got to do what's best for you. You know, to have yeah. that peace within your surroundings and you, because you can control your surroundings. You can control yourself. You know, so it helps. It just helps.
You're right. And so like kind of like attacking the situation of dealing with difficult mm-hmm. people in the sense of, okay, I'm going to try and understand them, but I also need to honor what's going to give me peace instead right. of matching that anger with anger or that aggression with aggression, because then right. nobody's going to be hurt and nothing's going to happen. So I will try to have a better
life. I know that's hard. I'm human. Absolutely. It happens to me sometimes too. Yeah. Sometimes I gotta take 6 steps back and be like, nope.
Ooh, it's like sometimes need some distance.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of brings to the next thing. So like in looking at again about World Kindness Day, and it says the purpose of this day celebrated on November 13th of each year is to help everyone understand that compassion for others is what binds us all together. This mm-hmm. understanding has the power to bridge the gap between nations. And I'm really going to work on that. I'm really going to work on that of like understanding and having that compassion, because when I do operate in a more compassion and softer lens, And softer does not mean that, you know, you let people, you know, walk over you, but just understanding where they're coming from and also respecting what I need. I can get things done. I can bridge the gap.
Right. Nobody really wants to be angry. Nobody really wants to be sad. We all want to be loved and accepted. So if you look at it through that standpoint, then, you know, you're bringing that back to yourself. And that's what you really need.
Absolutely. Jay, thank you so much. I'm going to try, you know.
That's a t-shirt.
I'm going to try, you know. Yeah. And your daily affirmations, they really are about holding me accountable because, like, they really, it's about shifting my mindset. And so thank you. And please, before I ask you my last question, what do you want to leave the listeners with? What should they know?
That's a good question.
I gotta say the hard one for last.
You got me. No. As I said it earlier, like, it all is from within. So as you stated before about my quotes are to take accountability. If you think about it in this light, if you don't take accountability, how can things get better? So look at things from that mindset and, you know, just keep working at it. It's a day in progress. A little by little by little is progress. It doesn't have to be fast. So sometimes you get there and do the same thing in different wavelengths.
I like that. And it doesn't have to be fast. You know, it's a gradual change, and it's about, you know, holding yourself accountable of, like, I'm going to try and do better and doing that. And so thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And so my last question is where I ask my guest and my listener, you know, what's in your cup? What are three things that you need to add to your day to get you through your day and your week? And while you think of your answer, I'll give you mine. So here in Connecticut, it has started to, like, thunder and, like, it's getting stormy. So I really need, like, a good blanket, a hot cup of tea, and a good movie. Like, if I can get that in with this weather, I am going to feel so accomplished and my cup is going to feel so good. So I'm adding blanket, tea, and a movie on this rainy afternoon. How about you?
Oh, yes. Me, I
love that, y'all. Let me see if I can get Shay back. Let's see if I can get her back.
I don't know. What happened?
Listen, I was talking about the storm, then the storm just kicked us off.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, is it my internet?
No, it was probably mine. But you were saying, like, you were adding to your cup how to have a better week, a better day. And you said lotions.
Yes, I love anything that makes me feel good, like taking care of myself. So I have to have lotion. What else? Incense. Oh my gosh, like, I can't live without them.
Like, there's just something about, like, aromatherapy and having, like, a nice smell. Yes.
Yes. And what else? I guess candles and music. We'll put that together. So I have to have all of those things in my day in order for it to be, like, good.
So. I like it. It's just a nice zen way to end the episode. Right. I'm going to make sure that the first half of the episode did not delete. So I'm going to search for Instagram for that, but we definitely have to have you back on Coffee and Combos. This was wonderful. And let me know when you have your lotions and your oils, because I want to get some.
I got you. It's so much to come. But thank you so much.
Listen, I can't wait. Bye.
Bye-bye.